upload your own intro here.
It's GRD Sweekly.
Yes, indeed. GRD Sweekly 72, where some folks are already uploading their intros. That's outstanding.
That works, nice. Sam. That works.
That's not fair. You knew we were going to do that. So, no apology.
What is she talking about?
Okay, no. Huh?
Were talking. I was listening.
And that's and good advice from good people like the Flintstress.
Don't worry. It'll all make sense. I'm a professional.
Nice.
Professional something.
Sorry. I'm going to go ahead and apologize now. All the snow and all the days and the call-ins, the cancellations, I'm getting a little punchy just with life.
Just with life.
I'm just saying. It's all just, right. You know, the snow. It's goofy. Not as goofy as other things, other people like the Bruce there.
Man, I think that midget stripper gave me herpes.
Really?
Really? I got herpes from a stripper?
She looks so clean.
Oh, man. That's just wrong.
It's weird indeed. And I, of course, am Billy Flynn.
It's crazy. Ever becomes an Olympic event. I got the first two legs of the relay.
Yeah. So, welcome to Tuesday night, whatever day this is.
It's the 9th. February 9th.
Welcome to February 9th. Again, I don't know because every night is looking the same. There's some form of precipitation falling from the sky and it's cold.
Yes, and there's a chance that there's going to be no school yet again tomorrow.
So, and that's just all weird because, you know, for some folks, it's that's kind of a cushy thing.
For some folks.
It is kind of nice to not have to go to work and still get paid. And I just hope we don't have too many more snow days because then they might cut into the summer.
Oh, that, you know that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's definitely going to happen. But right about now, it feels really good. I put up shelves. I've been doing like tons of stuff around the house. So I'll talk about that, I guess, like,
and you're, right, like now?
How about right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, what are you doing, Kiki? There you go.
It was just such a perfect segue that I was like, wait a minute, I skipped a step.
Let's get the intro in and then segue.
Silly audience, segues are for kids.
Well, talking about my shelves, I have tools. I'm like a tools geek. I have a circular saw, and I have a couple of cordless drills and batteries, and I have a reciprocating saw, and I have tools. I love to do stuff around the house. And so I put up shelves, like bookshelves. I've had more books than I, and like most geeks, more books than I had a place for. So I put up these like really cool shelves in my house and put up like all kinds of books. And it was great. And they're not like in order yet. I need like somebody who really has OCD.
It's just a movie set.
So like come
right
over
now.
And
okay,
like
that's cool.
Put it in order because it's not like all the authors grouped together like how we would like to do. So if anybody OCD wants to come over and organize my books.
Hey.
Do you really want that person to come over in this house and go, I have to organize this too?
No, we blindfold them until they see the books.
And then our DVDs are in perfect alphabetical order.
They're in perfect alphabetical
order. Okay, yeah, well, she was talking about I haven't seen your DVD set.
With the few exceptions of like all the Kevin Smith movies, it starts at Clerks and they go in Kevin Smith order. You know,
okay.
And like your Evil Dead and Army
My
of
Evil
Darkness,
Dead
right?
and okay. my, you know, Hannibal Lecter because, you know, Manhunter and mm-hmm. I've got, yeah, Silence of the Lambs and, yeah.
But it's all in. Our DVDs are absolutely
yeah.
in order.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So that's what we need for the books.
Not that I'm OCD about my DVDs or anything.
So that's what we need for the books eventually, but I don't know.
That's
so.
Enough letters of this episode, really.
Hey.
Can OCD bet you about DVD and then RSVP about the AS?
Dude, it's the kind of thing we can do. We roll like that.
We are geeks, but you have to remember, geeks are cool now. This is our time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's our time.
Yeah.
Rise up.
Yeah. We also went to see over the weekend Sherlock Holmes.
Ah.
It was actually pretty fun. Popcorn flick, certainly.
Okay.
It's decent enough. I mean, I had a good enough time with it. It is enough of a Holmes movie that I can respect the adaptation of the character that they're going for while still trying to fit it into the regular. I can see it's their own little take on this. It's fun, but I wanted an ending.
And speaking of the ending, spoiler alert, if you haven't already seen it and you're going to go see it, okay, that the bad guy at the end was Moriarty. I mean, of course, there is no finer Holmes villain. So you're going to introduce Moriarty at the end to set up the sequel. Like, duh, really? Like, there was you don't get to see the bad guy. And you're always like, who could that possibly be? But if you know anything at all about Sherlock Holmes, it's obviously there's only one person it could be. It was just kind of... He's a twist.
There is that. It's definitely made for, I guess, people just to come just jump right into it. But if you know, like, I've read everything Sherlock Holmes. That's a show of its own is Sherlock Holmes. Good God. But, it was there if you knew. So for that, for all of us, yeah, it was like, okay.
But they didn't introduce the actor playing.
Well,
because,
no.
Because what we've heard before,
right.
It's going to be Brad Pitt.
Could
maybe.
Literally shadow coat hat shadow.
It could actually be Baldwin
hand with a ring.
Oh.
but shadow. Shit.
Okay,
so yeah. we know it's not Adam Baldwin.
Yeah,
Okay.
And we actually didn't go to the theater. We had a DVD screener of it
that
we
had gotten. Okay.
We can let you have it after this. And appreciate then, but the first, we actually had to send it back the first time because they sent us the wrong version of Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
You
got the Japanese version, didn't you?
No. It's an English version made. Technically, its release date is this year.
Uh-huh.
And Gareth David Lloyd is in it from Torchwood, isn't it? And it was so weird watching.
But it wasn't what we were, because at first, but it starts out and you don't see any of the main characters. You're like, wait a minute, I thought Robert Downey Jr.
But it's gonna do
it
like a flashback.
It looks exactly like it because it's still Victorian England. It's still, you know.
Well, yeah, they modernize it.
Yeah, so it took us a little while.
It's like, wait, whoops. I do not see Robert Downey Jr.'s name yet. That's
oh, wait,
so
yeah, odd. Rachel McAdams is in this. Okay, yeah, so that was kind of that.
Whoopsie.
Talking about television, obviously, started out the week with our favorite show, Lost.
I
was like, wait a minute, I have to say the first part, and then you do the second part. I'm looking at him like, press the button, dummy, press the button.
What's the problem?
It's because the last episode, when we kept talking about the show, we weren't allowed to press the button that time.
No, but I was forgetting that my part came first. I'm rusty. But anyway, I thought that it was a really good episode. Obviously, it still leaves tons of stuff unanswered.
Yeah,
and it was
of course it's going to.
Kind of weird, but there were parts of it that that were really pretty cool.
It was great.
I just need to say that we now have another timeline, and I think someone called that on the show, so kudos to them.
And spoiler alert, rest in peace, Juliet.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
And she's not done.
But I never believed for a second that Saeed was dead.
No, not in the slightest.
You know, I was waiting for it. I was like, okay, maybe he actually is dead. Because you never know. They may try to streamline the cast a little bit,
nothing
make it a little
sacred.
Bit easier. No, nothing's. And nobody stays dead on the show. Hey, there's Charlie. Okay, bye, Charlie.
Well, see, that's just it. Juliet, I guarantee you we get her for how many episodes you say it was going to be?
Yeah, 23 or 24 episodes. You're going to look at another 22 after this.
Five or six. She's in five or six more because she's in the alternate timeline because what she said to Sawyer, the meet for coffee sometime, they meet for coffee sometime in the side timeline that we're on.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
Possibly. Yeah, so at
and
least
she's
one
in
or two episodes.
Contact.
Very interesting.
I'm loving this because my prediction here.
The parallel timeline.
They're all stuck at the airport right now. I'm not going to say they never leave the airport, but I'm going to say that they end up in this side timeline still figuring out they have to come back to the island.
Which is
but
underwater.
They don't know that the island exists.
Which is underwater.
Exactly.
But the island's underwater.
But the island's underwater thanks to some really horrible CGI. Thanks to really, really bad CGI. No. I've got a 60-inch TV. That was really bad CGI. That was Sci-Fi Channel original CGI.
Oh, wow. That's calling
it
out.
It was better than the Langoliers. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm going to be quiet now. I watch entirely too much movies. Too many movies. Sorry.
We had also had a backlog on our DVR for a long time of Dollhouse. Because we knew that it was coming to an end.
Yeah.
So we were like, let's honor and commemorate. So we had
Dollathon?
7 or 8 hours in a row of Dollhouse from the part, I guess, where did we start?
Well, obviously 8 episodes from the end. That's where
about there, yeah.
Somewhere around there. Thanks for helping. I meant like
somewhere
plot
around.
Wise.
Echo loses her memory.
This is where Echo is starting. She is absolutely her own entity, her own identity.
Yes.
And
where she
DeWitt
can start flashing now?
DeWitt doesn't know about it yet.
Okay.
Is where we.
Oh, and we started out with Echo had been missing. And then we found out that she was kind of like homeless on the street, digging in the dumpsters. And then, so that's where we started out. That was interesting. I really did not need the 10 years later ending.
Okay,
really tacked on and that it could have been just fine that we ended it in present day. That we didn't have to have this apocalypse. It seemed like it didn't fit with the rest of the show.
I didn't see that one.
You didn't see the final episode of
Dollhouse? No, I didn't, because I didn't watch a whole lot of episodes to begin with.
Okay.
Oh, I thought that you were watching it. I thought you were watching it.
I saw the last couple of episodes. I was like, okay.
I don't know. He was going with the whole concept of this technology was going to ruin the world, and it's not the first time that subject matter has been shown in the Dollhouse universe.
True. And it was nice to see Alpha again.
Yeah. So there you go.
For him to be on our side. That
the
was
good guy,
interesting.
Alpha. That was worth the whole thing.
Wash lives.
He's nutty.
We also watched Community and Parks and Recs.
Absolutely.
Remember those? Funny show. If you, like, Billy Flynn in real life is like Joel McHale's character in Community. He's kind
Conflicts
of
like these will ultimately bring us together as an unlikely family.
You have horrible breath right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, I'm sorry. You were saying?
No, but you are. You're like a mix of Jeff and Abed.
That's I'll take that. That's good. I hope my comedic chops are really that.
I would say so.
Thank you.
Oh, my computer is shut off. And then Parks and Recreation, which is that was pretty funny.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember that one.
This is the one where Tom is moving out.
Right. And they load up like everything in the truck. Yeah. And he's like, guess what? I can't move until Monday. Oh, that,
dude, it's a funny show.
That show does awkward, like The Office does kind of awkward. You know, where you're just kind of, you're laughing, but you're also sort of cringing at the same time. Like, ah.
The Office, this has got to be the last year.
Yes.
This has got to be the last year.
Are we just completely...
Let's just go ahead and ride this on out because we've lost steam, but we haven't... You know, we're not serious MASH years yet.
Yeah, okay.
But
this is ninth season of Cosby, you know?
BJ hasn't shaved yet.
Okay. So, all right. You used to watch a lot of MASH. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, especially when... made me lose my train of thought.
I don't know.
I lost it. Oh, especially when, like, recently I caught a couple of reruns from, like, the early seasons of The Office when Jim and Pam aren't together and they just sort of have that, like, spark. And when you watch an episode like that and then you're watching, it's nice. I mean, I'm happy they're settled. They're getting, you know, they're married.
Nice?
They're having
a
baby, you know, but it was like, it's not as much fun as it was before. And Dwight hasn't done anything crazy in a while. I don't know. I need a good Dwight episode. I think that's what I'm missing is something with Schrute.
Right.
Missing my Schrute.
Shrootless. No shroot, no service.
And I probably have like 50 million more things. I'm just going to have to chime in on yours.
Okay. Bruce?
All right. I saw two movies this past weekend. The first one was Nine. Haven't seen that yet. Animated feature, Tim Burton, Timor, last name, forget it. Swallow.
Whoa, hey, Out of Context Theater presents.
Hey, listen, if you spit that all over your keyboard, it's your own fault.
Okay, sorry, no more M&Ms.
Okay.
Well, we have something incredibly long and very confusing and a little homophobic.
I get this feeling that this movie was more of a demonstration of what animation could really do instead of a real story.
Okay.
Don't tell too much because this is one that we are going to want to see that we haven't yet.
Okay, well, the story, it feels like it's missing a good bit.
Okay.
A good bit of the story. 6.5 bands.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very short. I mean, it's boom and it's done. It's a minute and 20
That's
minutes.
That's what
long.
She said.
See, I'm going to need that. I've been fighting getting that drop. You don't understand. I said that years before that show was ever on. Never mind.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, it just wasn't that great of a film. I won't watch it again. The other movie that I saw.
I had high hopes for that too. And you're not
so
the first person that has said that, you know.
It misses a lot.
Yeah, that there's just something not
there's
quite
no heart
there.
To it. Yeah. The other movie that I saw. Was Up. It was everything that Nine wasn't.
Had you not seen Up before?
No, I had not seen Up before. I had not seen Up before. I knew you guys had talked about it before. The story was nearly perfect. It's a love story that's disguised as a children's movie.
Yes, it is.
All right.
I cried starting at like minute 4, I think. And then for like a half an hour, then got
over
it. And then again at the end.
What is it to say? I mean, their relationship, probably one of the best I saw on screen 2009. And that's fantastic, and it's portrayed at the same time.
A montage.
Yes.
Even Rocky had a montage.
Oh, my God.
It was a great way to do it. They got the whole story of the relationship. a little bit of story, and then montage, and then the sadness.
It was a good movie.
And it was an excellent movie. If you've ever been in love with somebody, this movie will eat you alive. It really, really will. If it's, you know, the 12-year-old kid who hasn't been in love, it's a good story. If you've been in love and you've ever really loved somebody, this story will eat you alive.
See, I want you to go back. Now, tell me if this is right, because what I said about this at the time, because I remember this, is that that I thought this is their best movie yet, and it's one that kids who watch it now, they're going to grow up with this, and it's going to be...
And they're going to watch it again.
It's going to be something for them at
completely
a different stage
different
of their life always.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
You can see that, because
yeah,
that's
see,
so many layers in this.
All that many kids in our life. I mean, I wonder, did kids enjoy it like on a different level?
My kids did. They enjoyed it, but they enjoyed it on, like I said, it was a different level. It was a good story.
It was
good action. It was fun, you know?
And the dog.
Squirrel.
That was definitely funny.
We did that for
the humor in there, too. You've got to give them credit.
Oh, yeah.
They're just incredibly
funny
things.
Jokes.
Like,
we don't get them now.
when the kid like falls off the house and he's just thinking about it, like, okay, that's not going to work. I mean, the humor just smacks you right upside the head, too.
It's very
funny. When he gets dragged against the glass and it's like,
And that Star Wars scene.
Did the bad guy not look like Kirk Douglas to you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my, seriously. Like, I'm like, that's Kirk Douglas.
It's Kirk Douglas, and he's got a little bit of Douglas Fairbanks in him. And yeah. And the Star Wars thing was just awesome. Not in your face, but just beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Love. Loved.
Oh. You could do so much with just little sounds.
Oh, yeah. It was great. Easily nine pants. Easily nine pants.
Sounds right.
The stupid amounts of snow that we have been getting for the last 2 weeks have ruined all my weekend plans for 2 weekends in a row.
This weekend, no.
No, this weekend.
The weekend after this weekend, maybe.
Oh, crap.
Right?
Seriously?
I know. He told me that today. I was like, damn it.
Oh, don't tell
me
that.
Look at the long-term forecast. It's possible. Come on, man. Stay positive. So,
you know, I'm positive. I'm going to.
Namaste, brother. Namaste.
You're okay. Really clouding the energy in this room right now.
Okay. Namaste.
Okay. Let me find my happy place. Happy place. Happy place. Right.
Dance. Okay. Do the happy dance.
Happy. All right. Been watching some television. Of course, got to start with the Super Bowl.
How did you miss the Super Bowl?
I don't know, right?
How did you miss the Super Bowl?
How did you miss?
Wow.
It was a very good game.
Yes, it was.
Not the best game I've ever seen.
No, but damn fine.
But that onside kick at the beginning.
Oh, my God. Oh. Who are we kidding?
What? We were only sort of kind of paying attention at first. And all of a sudden it was like,
wait, what did
dude, they're fighting. And they were fighting.
And we T-boned back to see it. We were like,
they were going at it, fighting for that ball. Right. I was like, oh, it's a Super Bowl. It's all on.
Huge difference.
That was huge. That was a
that's
a
some balls
changer.
Right there.
That, you know?
Yeah, that's really, I'm like, we've got nothing to lose. Let's do this.
Just kick their ass.
Like I said, it wasn't the best game I've ever seen.
It was really good because Peyton Manning threw an interception when he needed to really not to.
Oh, yes, he's
not
exactly.
A Peyton Manning fan.
This was it was one, maybe two mistakes the entire game from both teams.
I mean, fantastic execution all the way around.
Yeah, the fourth down on the goal line was a mistake that they didn't score. Got made up. That's okay. And the interception. Two mistakes the entire game. Wow. That was a good game.
So I do have to point out that Drew Brees is just as good a quarterback as Tom Brady for having tied the record that Tom Brady set for passes complete in the Super Bowl.
Yes. It was 32.
Yes, it was.
32.
That was a jab at Sam.
No, what are you talking about? I'm very
happy
for the man.
No, him jabbing at Sam?
No.
No.
Not at all. No. I'm just saying that Drew Brees is just as good a quarterback as Tom Brady.
Tom, I mean, you know, hey.
That's right. You didn't say better.
I did not. I said
Super Bowl MVP.
Bowl MVP record, tying the record for. Okay.
Yeah, just as good.
And the commercials.
Oh, yeah. The commercials
are all right.
Okay, all right. My favorite was probably the Snickers with Betty White.
That one was pretty funny. Gabe Bogota for the win. Yeah.
Look.
That's what girlfriend
you had
said.
Me and Betty White. I'm having a good time. You brought in Abe Bogota. Blam. Okay.
That's
you,
the game.
I feel like that's going to have the most staying power. I'm going to see that on TV tomorrow, and it's still going to make me crack up.
I'm actually going to want to watch it. So,
yeah, exactly. The David Letterman bit. That was pretty good. No one saw that one coming. That was like, I don't know, the worst Super Bowl party ever. It's like, yeah, because only because I'm here.
I know.
Yeah, I'm here.
That was pretty funny.
And the funny thing is, I actually just learned today that Conan O'Brien was supposed to be in that commercial as well, and he said no.
Aww.
He said flat out, oh, hells no.
Oh, you have that as a direct quote?
I believe that was an indirect quote that I made up.
Did Conan O'Brien do the same neck movement that you just portrayed?
Well, he's got the hair, too.
Okay.
The hair looks so much better when he does it. Let's see. A couple good ones.
I was going to say, go ahead.
A couple of really good ones. The Dorito commercial with the dog collar. Was funny. That was funny. I mean, you'd tell it was cheaply done, but it was funny.
You saw it coming.
the Volkswagen with Stevie Wonder.
That part was a little bit funny.
That part was funny, but they want us to start punching
on every Volkswagen.
Yeah, I was supposed to be Punch Buggy, but
Punch Buggy, but had to go back to original Punch Buggy because there's just too damn many.
Yeah, we used to play like pretty avidly all the time with the new ones and the old 1960s kind, and we were just constantly like every couple of minutes just hitting each other, and the kids too. Oh, the
violence
kids
in the marriage
because one kid would be sitting there playing, you know, like his MP3 player, looking at his computer, doing something else, and the other kid, all he's playing is Punch Buggy. So he's just wailing on his brother because he's looking out of the road and
beating him.
So we had to put a ban on Punch Buggy, and now, you know, they want us to punch on everything. Not gonna happen.
No, it's not gonna happen.
No, we're punching on originals.
Except that people will use that as a loophole to punch somebody they don't like.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, we're just playing. Ha ha.
Yeah, I'm
nut shot.
You better be careful if you do that with me, because there's lots of Volkswagens now, as they showed in that commercial.
Groin punch.
I'll find one real quick, like.
Probably the worst Super Bowl commercial was probably the Super Bowl Shuffle Boost Mobile. That was
horrible.
Oh my horrible.
God.
That was...
Like, not even so bad it's good. No.
No, no.
I didn't laugh at that.
Not at all. It was just that bad.
I cried a little bit when I saw that.
Kind of weeped a little bit on the inside. Because I remember the Super Bowl Shuffle back in 85 with the Bears. And yeah. I mean, it was a horrible song back then.
The fridge,
who cares?
And I'm the rookie. Maybe large, but I'm no dumb cookie or something.
Some crap like that. It was horrible. Wow. And my daughter was like, oh my God, it was originally like that? Yeah, pretty bad.
Well, they could have been worse. They could have done New England, the Patriots, and me.
Oh,
I'm just
please,
saying.
Don't please. Ever, no,
no, that
bring,
song's
never
just
bring,
bad.
Never
I don't care.
That
I don't, no, no, no. All
right. Never bring that up again. That
moving
should never
on.
Have happened. Other things we've seen. Lost, we talked about that one. It's okay. Sorry.
Damn it. And we talked about that. I just want to screw you up for a moment.
Chuck.
On and on. Oh, okay.
No, Chuck was really good as well. I like the way that the season's going with that. Caprica, Smallville, Absolute Justice.
See, there
Caprica.
You go. Caprica.
That was the other one on my list.
We went ahead and just caught up with Caprica.
Caprica was good. It was kind of funny that the daughter Cylon was standing there going, oh, God, I really don't want to watch my parents have sex.
I know, right?
Turn it, you saw him just turn it a little bit. It's like,
How do you close your eyes when you have no eyelids?
Yeah, it's blinking. It's just that little light was just kind of like over the side. Just leave
it over here.
And I remember when we saw the pilot like all those months ago.
Yeah.
On DVD?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How do I see this?
Are you besmirching
psychic?
My good name?
No, I would never think that
you abilities?
Would get something from a non-reputable source.
We had it acted out in the semaphore flag.
You make me happy.
Yeah. Why not? That's okay.
The Smallville episode.
Whoa, don't flip me off.
No.
Absolute
Justice was good.
It was.
It maybe is it going to be a backdoor pilot
for
the
Checkmate?
JSA? For the
JSA. See that here's my problem. I like I always do with Smallville. Get my hopes up on something.
Oh yeah, God, yeah. Every time.
And you know that first hour was pretty damn good.
I mean, they showed the Green Lantern ring in the case.
But then it turns out it's not really a Justice Society story. It's actually a Checkmate story.
I think they kind of introduced that or introduced it to the
and
fans.
And here, if this is popular, we can do a young next generation, you know, with the blonde chick and like she gets some of her other teeny bopper friends.
There was a lot to love in there. And the fanboy and me enjoyed quite a bit of it.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Especially with the very... Watch Credibles, because the Watchmen Incredibles way they were taking it to start with.
Yeah, and then it kind of went.
And when they had Martian Manhunter for just a minute.
Just a second.
Blank.
And then he got his powers back. Awesome.
Wesley Dodds looked great, and I just... It was like a Russell T. Davies Doctor Who. The ending just was nowhere near the...
It kind of went downhill.
It did not serve the build-up at all.
It went downhill.
Yeah, it went... It just,
We're trying really hard to
be a good time, and it's always good to see Pam Grier. So
true. I'm glad she's going to be in the show a lot more. So other than me not getting the job that I was told I was perfect for, doing a lot of woodworking and working out. That's been pretty much my geeky week.
Fantastic. Well, I finished Halo ODST. Yay!
Yay!
Good times.
Fun, huh?
Yeah, it was a really good time. The ending, okay, it's a Hollywood ending, but it's a Hollywood ending with the freaking cast of Firefly. I think I'll take that.
Anytime you can get the cast of Firefly.
Let's all ride off into the sunset, even though bad stuff is going on. It's the Halo universe, so it's a happy ending, but it's a sad ending, and I wouldn't mind going on another adventure with this crew, because I really liked... seeing the Halo universe from a different aspect in a way that I don't think Halo Wars really captured for me.
Yeah, Halo Wars was not a good game.
That was one where you were like...
That was the real-time strategy game.
Yeah. Directing your troops and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it had its moments.
It doesn't have the appeal of bam, bam, bam.
Especially when weird stuff was going on and, okay. So, sent that back. So, and okay, Gamefly, fine. I didn't realize... that the multiplayer online fighting against other people thing is on the second of the two discs that comes with this game.
That you didn't get.
That I didn't get. So other than playing some of the stages co-op, just to have a co-op session with some... Never got to play against because that's on disc two.
That sucks.
That does suck.
So you'd have to have the one where you couldn't have two out at the same time to get them, or they just don't ever send the
second
disc?
I don't know. I didn't check. I didn't care.
Wow. That sucks.
Yeah. That bugged me a little bit. Just a little bit. Let's see. Wow, Dollhouse. Yeah, we did that. Blah, 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 blah. I finished Preacher. I said I was reading Preacher. I finished Preacher. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. It was a great start. I had a fun run the whole time. I enjoyed the whole read. But again, I don't think they met the expectation that they set up at the beginning of the story. I don't think the payoff was... The end to the story comes kind of quickly. I guess, I don't know if sales dropping
did this.
That seems
to be a theme tonight.
I know, right?
Things ending quickly.
What is that about? What's going on?
It happens to everybody, honey.
You know, okay, Preacher. I guess
happened to you? No, never.
I guess we could cuddle. I mean, literally, I wrote, wasn't as good as it could have been, but a damn fine ride. And kudos to any comic book that actually has Bill Hicks in an issue. So,
oh, there you go.
Damn right.
He's your hero.
Yeah. Bill Hicks, my personal prophet, absolutely. Fantastic. Super Bowl, yeah, the Saints won.
Yes,
thank
good
you.
Good job.
Wanted it gives you hope as a Redskins fan when you feel like you're never, ever going to have any more success. You're like, well, the Saints did it. Or it could depress you. It can be like, well, we had our one in 1982.
We had more than
we've had.
I know,
some,
no,
quite
I know.
A few
in my lifetime.
After 82, they've won the Super Bowl a couple of times after 1982.
I was
sure
approximating. I wasn't saying exactly 1982. It just felt like, no, it wasn't actually in 1982. Okay. I would have been in middle school.
Oh, someone's giving away
secrets.
Whatever.
All right. Well, then, it makes everybody happy, doesn't it? Do we have news?
Let's see.
I'll play a sounder if we
have news. Go ahead. Go ahead. Do it.
I'll play the small one.
I have an announcement that I would like to make.
Yes.
The tribute for Gary Gygax. The Gary Gygax statue.
Yes.
Yes. I did
That's
pull that up.
That's what you were trying to remember.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Go ahead.
The address is www.gygaxmemorialfund.com. The Gygax family has been raising funds to erect a monument in honor of the late E. Gary Gygax. Current plans are to seek the location in Liberty Park near the lakefront of Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. You can check the website out. Check it out for yourself. There's a link. I think we had it on our Facebook page for a little while as well. Check it out. If you can donate, please do. If you can just spread the word like we're doing, please do. That's the Gary Gygax Memorial. Other than our memorial that we have for the Lifetime Achievement Award, which is the Gary Gygax Award.
Yeah. So that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. Right. Stop but by there.
I
if
remembered
you can.
I actually have a bit of news.
Okay.
Do you?
Remember we have when we did our Villain Ted commentary.
Yes, we do.
We put it out there that we would have a contest. Remember where?
Yeah, I remember that.
If,
you could, we were saying like random trivia stuff throughout the movie, and the question was, what was the mall in the movie?
Yeah.
That they actually used
this
to film
DVD
it.
That's been sitting in front of us for every show for every day since then. Yeah,
exactly. I look at this thing every day. Every time.
So
I'm here.
So this is a contest.
It yeah. is. Oh. I was trying to. I put it there to remind us
right.
to do it.
How
and
about that?
We actually had quite a few entries. I picked
did
one
we
out,
know?
And our winner is Maria C. And she says, "Greeting, Flintstress. I don't know if you've already done the drawing for this. I'm a little behind in listening, but if you haven't, the mall in the movie was filmed at the Metro Center Mall in Phoenix, Arizona.
Good
Hope
job.
All is well. Maria C. from Greensboro, North Carolina."
Oh,
and she says,
cool.
"P.S. I didn't know the mall here in Greensboro ever had an ice rink. That's definitely, sadly, before my time here."
That was way back in the day. Had an ice rink in there. Had a movie theater too, which is, I believe, where my parents and I went to see Smokey and the Bandit.
Wow.
Here you go. Because
I know where
I'm,
you were going.
Incredibly old. I am a very old man.
The funny thing is, as you were saying that, I was really wondering where you were going to go. That was the movie theater my parents went to conceive me. I really had no idea
no,
where you were going.
I
would have
been
that.
Talking about the drive-in for that, man.
Okay.
Wow.
There was
so
a drive-in.
Maria C.
Was a drive-in
in Greensboro. Too?
That's the reason you love movies so much. Is from conception.
Could be
you were there.
Well, no, because the drive-in at Greensboro. That's
yeah.
the cherry smash. Like the cherry Sprite drink I'm always talking about, that's where it comes from, is that. So, sorry. Sorry, I'm from North Carolina. Pardon me while I take a moment.
By the way.
Go down memory lane. Excuse me.
So,
well, Maria.
Everybody wants me to be a leader until I make a decision that they don't like.
Yeah.
I'll be emailing you to say, hey, you won, and then email me back with your information, and we will send out the Bill and Ted Excellent Adventure DVD autographed by the GRD crew.
With maybe some extra stuff in there.
Okay.
Well, maybe.
That sounded creepy.
Do you not see the other stuff that's around?
I didn't know what you were talking about.
Look at this. That's why I didn't know we hadn't given this away, because it's just been sitting in the middle of the table. So, yes, congratulations. What are we doing?
Let's do mail.
Why not?
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Which is easy enough to do. We have two pieces of voicemail.
Okay.
All right. So, Jay or Jay?
Let's go with Jay.
All right.
Hey, greetings to all there at GreekRadioDaily.com. It's Rob Stauffer. Oh, yeah. It is Stauffer. Flinters got it right back in the day. Anyway, sorry for my cheesy lyrics a couple shows back and the bad singing for the email that I sent also. I wanted to thank you also for clarifying the phone number, which I called now. Thank you for the fun time at the recent bonus episode after GRD Weekly Bonus Episode 69, Dude. I had to queue Excellent Adventure up in Netflix. I had it on tape, but I had no VCR. Anyway, I gotta wait for it before I could watch commentary. Excellent commentary. The only thing I had was... Mr. Flint, were you reading Wikipedia?
I took notes from a couple places.
Snowing here up here in Pennsylvania, and a good part about when you get feet of snow is the smarter idiots do know their limits. So anyway, people, if there's snow, it's above your bumper. Do not drive.
That's a good rule of thumb.
I'm going to go stare at the Weather Channel some more. So until then... Take care and make my GRD.
Aw.
I'm snowbound.
Enjoying snow beers.
Dude, snow beers are good. Let me tell you, I enjoyed me the hell out of some snow beers over this weekend.
No fancy recipe. Just put the beer
in the snow.
And let it get cold.
I'm enjoying my second one right now.
Yeah. I was tempted one day to come over here and take all your snow beer and turn it upside down. Just to know somebody was over here turning your beer upside down.
That would have really freaked me out, actually, if I went out to go get one and it was upside down. I'd be like,
well,
who the hell?
The trick to that is...
If you left no footprints.
Well, it was snow. How is he not going to do that?
Well, I don't know, but that would be the trick.
Actually, the fun thing is you walk really slightly, but you take a break with you. And
no,
you go with behind
you. No, I'm sorry. I pictured you Tom Cruise style Mission Impossible from the room.
No, I had a fishing hook in my mind.
Wow.
Yeah.
I am not that ingenious, nor am I actually that...
I think you've thought that
I'm lazy.
I'm too lazy to walk up the house.
The footprints, you'd be like, wow, somebody walked onto my porch and turned my beer upside down.
But the important thing, Rob, is that was beautiful, man. And I want to thank you for that.
Heart.
And I'm very glad that you got it right, because you got it right, apparently, his name, and I got it wrong. So there you go.
Happens a lot.
That's one for you. Oh, okay. I'm trying to be... Okay. All right. Moving on.
Hey, guys. It's Jonathan. I just wanted to say that I've been listening to all your podcasts. I've been doing like little spurts, letting them stack up and then listening to them all in, you know, one afternoon. And I wanted to say that you guys do a great job with the weekly show, number 69, Bill and Ted. I'm about to listen to the commentary for the Bill and Ted movie, the Excellent Adventure that you guys did. Wanted to let you know that right after I listened to episode 69 of your Sweekly, or as I did that one time, Sweekly! But anyway, it seems right after you guys did that episode, the HBO channel, I don't know if you guys have them or not with your cable provider, but they've been showing Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and Bogus Journey back to back since then, and that was probably about a couple weeks ago, maybe 2-3 weeks ago, that you guys did, and they started it, and they're still showing it on the HBO channels. Didn't know if you guys wanted to check it out and watch it, other than, you know, what you guys already did on the commentary, but I just figured I'd let you guys know. I thought that was kind of funny. Didn't know if you guys pulled any strings with HBO to do that, but I thought that
was
cool.
We got people we know at HBO.
We got mass connections.
Bye.
If I had connections at HBO, Mr. Show would still be on the air.
This is true. And we have more. We have a couple of interviews, too, I'm sure.
Bob and Dave might have something to do with that.
No, we're cool like that.
We got connections, remember? Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Bill and Ted, apparently a big hit. And, yes, you know, for some of my prep, I did stop by Wikipedia. but some of it I knew. I was there.
Yeah.
I know these things.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with Wikipedia for a bit of information.
Especially when it's stuff that I know is true. Because I remember it. Hell, some of that I put in there on the Bill and Ted entry. I'm just saying. Hi.
Hi.
So if you'd like to send us a piece of mail, you can always do that. All you have to do is do what these fine folks did. Either drop a piece of that printed email stuff to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintster, Salt at GeekRadioDaily.com. Or, of course, you can send the voicemails to
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Is it what now?
206-3-FUN-HECK.
One more time for the kids.
206-3-FUN-HECK. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to, for the kids.
Yeah. All right.
You don't look good. I don't? Well, you look better.
I can't compete with you physically.
You're not strong. You're silky boy.
Don't overlook my bat. I work out all the time, and reaping burns a lot of calories.
I'm sorry.
Every time she forgets it's coming, and yep. She laughs like crazy for that one. All right, today
burns a lot of calories.
Today we're going to be talking about plyometrics. Plyometrics is a type of exercise where it's a quick, powerful movement using a pre-stretch and then a counter movement.
We hate plyometrics.
Okay.
We do. Jump lunges.
Jump lunges? Is that what that is?
EA active, sort of. Where yeah, it's like.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
No,
basically,
no.
When you no. go in one direction and then you explode in another. Basically, no. When you squat down, jump up. Like a jump.
Jump squats are okay. It's mm-hmm. these jump lunges. These jump lunges can go straight to hell.
Or they have the side to side jumpies, too. And I don't like those.
They're okay. Mm hmm. But the jump lunges can curl up into a little ball
yeah.
and just roll right onto hell.
Yeah, but plyometrics is part of plyometrics. Also, simple things like squatting down and jumping in the air, that's plyometrics as well. Exercises
it's
upper body like
comical. I want you to know.
Throwing a ball, catching a medicine ball and throwing it immediately. That's plyometrics as well.
Okay.
It's used to increase power in quick movements. You can do, like I said, all the kind of different exercises. There's 2 points of caution, actually 3 points of caution you have to watch out for when you do plyometrics. The first one is you have to be able to handle your own body weight first.
Okay.
You have to be able to, if you're doing a lower body, you have to be able to basically squat your own body weight enough times. Because if you're jumping and you can't.
Sounds really bad. Sorry.
If you're jumping and you land and you can't handle how much you weigh, you're right? in trouble.
Okay. All
right. There's actually one rule, suggestion, guideline they have by the NSCA that you should not do plyometrics, jumping, if you weigh more than 250 pounds.
Okay.
That's the second one. The third one is you need to limit the amount of touches, which is how many times you explode, how many times you jump down or jump up from something.
Right.
To, if you're a beginner, 80 touches, up to advanced is 140.
What? No, like 10 jump lunges kick my ass. No,
it's not but, just jump lunges.
I know. I'm just.
But I'm saying in the workout completely. So you may be doing 10 jump lunges in that workout, but if you go do something else, it cannot be a total of more than 80 for a beginner and more than 160 for an advanced workout.
Okay.
Yeah. So if I do teach my some of my clients to do a base jump or box jump, where they stand on the ground right in front of a box and they squat down, jump up, jump on the box. Every time they do that, I tell them to step down. Do not jump down, because if you jump down, that's another touch. So I have to say, okay, jump, step down, jump up.
Because you're using different muscles to jump up and jump down, right?
Yes, yeah. And you're just handling it. Your body just can't handle that many times with the impact. So
I used to do a lot of plyometrics when I was running. I ran track in high school. We did a lot of plyometrics there and jumping. And, I kind of was kidding that we hate plyometrics, but sports is a lot of plyometrics.
Oh, yeah,
like I do the EA Active, and they have different customized ones, and they'll mm-hmm. have one that's more like sports or more that's called the athlete in you or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of plyometrics in that one. It's a lot more of the jumping ones than some of the other ones that are just basic like resistance band
yes.
stuff.
Didn't you just make yourself a workout?
I did. I made a custom workout on EA Active, like a mix of cardio, all the ones that I like to do, but the ones that are like fun. They've got all simulated different sports activities. But that it was funny because what you said is that when I was actually heavier, every time I would go to work out, I would hurt myself because the kinds of things that I enjoyed doing were sports related.
Yeah.
And so then, I had to focus on the diet first before I could do anything that involved
get yourself in shape before you really get heavy into plyometrics. But once you start, you know, you handle the squat weights, you can do lunges and stuff like that. Yeah, don't try to do jump lunges until you can do a normal lunge.
It told me to do jump lunges. I did them.
Yes.
Is that something also, like, would you want to talk to your doctor first to make sure that you were, like, in good enough shape or not?
Doctor, you would already know.
I want to talk to you about lunges.
No, but I mean, you know how they always say, consult your physician before starting any exercise regimen.
Well,
this is what I mean.
Also, you know, you should have already,
nice official voice,
you should already be doing exercises. Again, it's not, plyometrics is not something I'm giving a first day.
Okay.
First day.
This
client.
Be something you're working into.
You
later.
Work into okay. it. You work up to it. I won't give somebody plyometrics unless I've known they've worked out for a long time or they're in really good shape. So, no. My first day client, no, here, just do a regular bench press. No pie throwers, which is where you get on a Smith machine.
Okay.
Where the bar goes straight up and down. That's all a Smith machine will let you do. The bar will go straight up, straight down.
And you make a pie throwing motion?
Well, yes, yeah. Actually, because you lay underneath it with a bench.
Oh.
And you throw.
See,
like a bench press? It's explosive bench press.
I pictured all of a sudden the way you described it was somebody was standing here and there were things coming down. I'm like, so why are you doing this? Why are you pushing?
It's not a vidcast.
It's not a vidcast.
I'm just asking you. You can see me. This is what I thought you meant.
No, but
no, both
you
hands.
Lay on a bench.
You're multi-talented. You were thinking of throwing multiple pies at one time, like a pie with the left and a pie with the right.
Well, that's,
no, it's one big giant pie.
It's not a huge pie.
The Stooges would do it. You would load up and go, well, okay, I'll trust you.
Okay.
You're the expert on that.
Yeah, all right. And again, pie throws, really, really fun exercise. Oh, jeez. Unless you do have a lot of weight and then it kind of hurts. So
I'm sore just from simulating it right now.
So if you're worried about the best way to work out with pie, you should really stop by the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Because the Bruce is there. He's answering questions right there in the Fit Club forum, helping you be all the geek without the weight. It's just what you want to do. It's just what you want to be. I'm saying, did we ever talk about what the show's actually about? Do people even care anymore?
Well, yeah, they. Well, yes, they care.
Okay.
No, we haven't told them.
Okay, should we start?
Something about uploading, because that's what we were talking about in our
should
intro.
Should we start announcing somewhere? Should we pick a point where we're going to say what it is? Or,
usually the beginning of the show.
Because you see it's on the name. It's the title.
Yeah,
it's the title.
True.
Okay.
True.
They're probably going, are they ever going
to
get to them?
All right, fine. We will get to whatever it is coming up.
The Galactica Quorum.
It's a fracking podcast.
A podcast about the Sci-Fi Channel series Battlestar Galactica.
Dishing out analysis and speculation.
Interviews.
Prop and costuming discussion.
Convention news.
And news and reviews of other sci-fi shows.
The one thing that will tie this into season 4 is the hybrid's pronouncement that Starbuck is the end of the human race.
Maybe the final 5 were actually born.
I kind of think maybe the 5th one might be dead.
What would the Cylons do if there were no humans?
I think that they need them to help them find Earth. I think on some level...
Why would you then continuously attack them and pretend you're a Cylon for this conversation?
Tell me why.
Lee was less annoying to me in this episode. I guess when someone else is being insubordinate, he's okay.
Yeah.
The whole reason the show works is because it's not just about people flying spaceships and shooting each other up. It's a character study.
Let's bring up Heroes, Firefly, Star Wars,
Doctor Who,
The Sarah Connor Chronicles, Torchwood, Stargate.
My name is James Callis. I play Dr. Gaius Baltar.
Hi, this is Aaron Douglas. I'm Chief Tyrell on Battlestar Galactica, and you are listening to Galactica Quorum.
GalacticaQuorum.com.
It's a fracking podcast.
Hey, this is James Keisenly from Heroes, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Hi. We made a really successful thing on the internet, and we'd like to collect our money.
Take a number and wait with everyone else.
Ma'am, perhaps you don't recognize the internet sensation Little Gay Kid from YouTube?
Take a number and wait with everyone else.
Chocolate Rain.
Ah!
Hey, I know you. You're the what in my asshole kid.
What in the butt, sure. It's Tron Guy. I saw him on YouTube.
Yeah, sure. All the biggest internet stars are here. You remember, of course, Numa Numa. And the Star Wars kid. And the internet sensation, cute sneezing panda. And there's dramatic Luke Gopher.
Wow, I've seen all you guys on the internet.
So, how many people have seen your internet video?
A few hundred thousand?
Ha! Mere peanuts. Chocolate Rain has done gangbusters. Theoretically, I'm a millionaire.
Dude, screw you. Your internet thing is so last year.
Leave Chocolate Rain Guy alone! Leave him alone! I'm serious!
We have to speed this up. Can we collect our internet money in front of you, please?
I don't think so. Nothing takes priority over chocolate rain.
Wow.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Welcome to GRDS Weekly, episode 72, where, yes, we're talking about YouTube. And that kind of sums up my thoughts on YouTube. Mwah!
Good night, everybody.
No.
No. YouTube is fun. It's a good place to waste time.
Lots
watching
of time.
Stupid things that nobody ever really wanted to see. But
yes. Andy, forcing the world to give you your 15 minutes if you need them or not.
And see, but that just proves it. Andy Warhol shot too high. You can be famous and you don't even need the 15 minutes.
Yeah.
YouTube is about proof. YouTube is all about you did something funny and nobody saw it. And so you can't really get credit for doing it. But if you had a video camera at the time, then you could prove to everybody that it was really funny and it happened.
Yeah, like dancing for videos like we've done.
Yeah.
We've done that. Yeah.
We have.
It was fun.
It was good times.
It was good times.
So so YouTube. Why are we talking YouTube?
Well, we're talking YouTube because it is one of a handful of iconic websites. I can't believe I put those two words together. Iconic websites such as eBay, Google, Amazon, YouTube. I mean, the internet would not be the internet that it is today without websites like that.
True.
YouTube, everybody knows it's a video web sharing site. It was started by three former employees from PayPal. They created the website, YouTube. They started it in February 2005. And get this, in November 2006, it was bought by Google for $1.65 billion.
See, I love this because who's making money on YouTube?
Yes, exactly.
You notice on YouTube now there's ads at the bottom, like when you search, the very bottom thing that they show you
is
a commercial. It's like something. Like right now it's the stupid...
Life Water. So Be Life Water.
Yeah, So Be Life Water or the John Travolta movie. Whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Weird. It's weird to see stuff like that creep in.
I mean, it's hard to understand why a website or how a website like this can actually make money, but it does. It makes lots of money, and it has to because apparently it uses $1 million worth of bandwidth a day. A day.
That's sad, yeah.
Wow. No, I was just actually thinking, I had recently a very good experience with a company that I clicked on from an ad, like a banner ad. It was one of those t-shirt companies that you see around with like these funny, vintage, snarky sort of t-shirts.
Yeah.
And I saw one that I thought was clever, and I was looking around the site, and I actually got my brother a funny Christopher. Do you know the movie Ace Ventura?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay, I got him a t-shirt that says Ray Finkel Football Camp.
Nice.
Leases
out. Oh, yeah. Okay, I got it.
Leases out.
Dan Marino. And Einhorn is Fickle. Anyway.
Okay.
A really funny movie. And so, like, but it was an ad on just a random page, and it caught my eye, and I actually did click on it. And that, like, hardly ever happens. You were saying, like, how do people make money off of that? Well, that business made money because it had an ad on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand, but the banner ads, that's how it works.
Right. That's a lot of t-shirts have to sell the data.
That's a lot of t-shirts, yeah. Let's go back to the first YouTube
video.
$1 million
a day?
$1 million a day.
Is that real?
Apparently.
Are these Fox News numbers? What are you getting this from?
Unfortunately, yes, I actually did get this one off of Wikipedia, but
okay,
we'll see how valid it really is.
Because, wow, that's a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
That's a lot of money.
Well, that's how they would have to pay if they didn't have their own servers, I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah. The first YouTube video ever loaded was called Me at the Zoo. It was from one of the founders, Jarwood Cameron, at the San Diego Zoo.
The humble beginnings.
Yes. It was uploaded on April 23rd, 2005.
Oh, my God. Oh. Way back then?
Yeah, way back then.
2005.
Wow. That's so last decade or something. I don't know. Crap.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm not going there with you.
No.
Okay.
Hey, clown. You want to funny it up a little?
It's estimated that approximately 20 hours of new video is uploaded every minute to the site.
See, that's just it. Everything is on YouTube.
There's
nothing that you really can't find. Well, sometimes.
Well, they do take a lot of things off of YouTube.
True. They do have a no nudity policy.
Yes, they do. No sex, no nudity, nothing overly inflammatory.
Right.
Is there a group of people where you submit and it has to get approved before it gets put on YouTube?
Actually, I think it actually gets onto YouTube and then somebody
and then
checks it. You know?
Yeah. And if it doesn't meet, so you can see it for a bit. Now and again, some, you know,
something will get up there. And it's like, whoops.
Pranksters will put some things up there.
That's somebody's job, to search for like bad stuff on YouTube and watch like filthy videos.
That's not
on
a bad
YouTube.
Job.
Yeah, that's somebody's actual job.
And yeah, they're getting paid for it. What did they goof off and do?
Yeah, right? Really. How do I get this job? How do I get this job?
Okay.
A bunch of videos get posted. And it gets posted all the time. But what I want to ask the esteemed panel here.
Yes.
I just had up straighter. I'm esteemed.
Good job. What impact has YouTube made on our society? Let's go ahead and just discuss that.
The whole concept of little clips.
Discuss amongst yourselves.
They took America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
And they literally just put America's videos out there whether they're funny or not. And just the concept of everyone finding that stupid little thing that you email to everyone.
Yes.
And that if that one, those annoying people that email you everything in like chain letters and stuff,
yeah.
They always find, they tend to find it like a week or two after you did, because you know you're plugged in and you're hip and you're cool.
Yeah, exactly.
But like those folks, it gives them a way to catch up too, because otherwise you had to know specific places to go to find stupid clips of guys getting hurt on quad cycles.
It's globalized. Everything. Like, what's funny? Like, if you found a funny episode of America's Home Video, for example, back in, like, the day before YouTube existed, and you wanted to, like, show it to somebody. I mean, that was just really cumbersome. But now, you know, it gets around. I feel like, you know, like, David After the Dentist. I had, like, 10 people tell me that I had to see David After the Dentist, which, is this the real world?
It is pretty funny.
But it gets to the point where it's so overhyped and you end up seeing one and you're like, oh, this isn't even that funny at all. But I feel like people in California, people in Canada, people all over the world are laughing at David After the Dentist. And that's just some kid. Yeah. And what if you lived in like his neighborhood? What if you know him? That's a real kid. Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah, it would be. It would be pretty funny. I mean, just to become that internet sensation overnight for something really, really stupid. You know, like Chocolate Rain.
Throw
him under the bus.
Yeah,
but what if you lived in like his neighborhood? You'd be like, dude.
Dude.
Like every day you'd be just.
I'd walk by him and go.
He was rapping on him.
CNN had him on.
Yeah.
Okay, CNN is covering YouTube video people.
Yes.
It's weird.
There's been, was it the Weezer video? That actually had a bunch of YouTube bits in the video. So.
Right. And as South Park pointed out, and as I think what you were really actually trying to go is that YouTube makes money, but the people don't make any money, like how South Park was talking about the people who put those videos.
Surprisingly enough,
David After the Dentist was just in the Super Bowl ad, and so they had to pay him for that.
Yeah. Well, surprisingly enough, actually people can make money on YouTube. There has been stories, I saw one very, very recently, about a woman who was doing makeup tips on YouTube, posting her own videos on YouTube, and then she started getting money because of all the hits she was getting for her site. And
like
then
affiliate type hits? Or I mean, how
She was getting so many hits that they gave her own channel. She started getting money from this.
There's a way to make money off the internet?
I swear. And now
it for the love of the game.
She actually has her own makeup company, her own makeup line that they've helped her build and create because of these videos. So people can make money off of YouTube. It is possible.
If you were to release, like, say you had a video project, like, you know, how Podiobooks have, people have ended up getting real publishing deals from releasing their stuff on Podiobooks. I wonder if that holds true.
Because did the guy that made Batman, the Batman Predator, the Batman Dead End, did he get a gig? Because he should have got a gig.
Some people have gotten some sort of work from this. I mean, you can't put out, I mean, through all the myriad of baseballs in the crotch shots and all the other stupid things that you do see on YouTube, there has to be a few gems. And
three in the afternoon
is another perfect example. Ryan versus Dorkman.
How
would you? We wouldn't
Chad
see
Vader.
Chad Vader. You wouldn't see these gems if it wasn't for a place like YouTube, because it wouldn't be centralized in any one location.
Chad.
It's like
creative people from all over the world can connect, and you can appreciate those gems that I would never get to see unless you got your own like sketch comedy TV show.
It is cool because you know there's things I found off of YouTube that I just have really enjoyed and have looked more into. Even if you look at websites had to try to take some of the slice. Like now you have websites that have original videos of their own that you won't find on YouTube because they're sort of competing. And like College Humor,
yeah.
College Humor does it a lot. They have some really good ones. But College Humor is also how I discovered Flight of the Conchords. So
yeah,
stupid little clips of bands or actors or anything to put your name out there. If it's another tool to have, by all means, do it.
And exactly the same line. Okay, Go. Who would have heard of OK Go if it wasn't for that one video that they put on YouTube? They made themselves put it on YouTube.
It's true.
It bands weren't doing that before. Nobody was putting their
own
So
we should
content.
Make a movie and put it on YouTube.
I think we should.
Okay.
I really do. We were talking about that before a long time ago. We were thinking about redoing, was it Breakfast Club?
Okay.
Yeah. Remember a long time ago we were talking about that one?
Yeah.
Redoing
but we've Breakfast been Club? Drinking, but yeah, I
yeah,
remember
okay.
talking
right,
about
yeah.
it.
We've all talked about the good size of YouTube.
Remember, I was the only one with pants. I remember that.
I'm sure I had pants.
This was pre-me, right?
Yeah.
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 This is back when we had the other guy here.
You wouldn't remember when people were running?
Not necessarily.
Oh.
Hey, should I lose my pants?
My memory is notoriously...
Uh-huh.
Swiss cheese?
Yes.
Okay.
You're quantum leaping?
Nope.
That's awesome. Okay.
Now, we've talked about the good size of YouTube. Let's talk about some of the negative aspects of YouTube. People who post... crimes. People who do things like shooting paintballs from moving vehicles, who literally start beating people just to put it on YouTube.
Do you know how hard I have to try at the day job to not pick someone that posted on Facebook, on YouTube,
your
pictures or video for my smooth criminal bit?
Yeah.
There are so many people that just do that.
And you think about the revenge factor too. Like, you know, we'll make a tape and then we break up and I'll put it on YouTube. You know, that's just kind of messed up.
Yeah, a couple other sites for that stuff too.
Yeah, yeah. Because YouTube won't put up nudity.
Yeah.
That's not what I meant, but you know.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, exactly. Still.
People don't realize these things. You know, it's a little did we see like something on Phineas and Ferb, like a little and that's one nigger old moments where they tell you that anything you put on the internet is there forever?
Yes.
I don't think people understand that at all. Because like the girls that like film themselves like beating the hell out of that other girl. How do you... Everyone that should see this look, nobody else look.
Right.
It doesn't work like that.
You know, the whole... You're going to post something that you do that should be private... On the internet, whether it be YouTube, whether it be on some other stupid site, you're going to find out that, you know what? They can download it off that site. They're going to share it with their friends. People are going to talk. You're not going to get into college because people saw this. You're not going to get that good job because, oh, well, you were that person.
Wow. Well, that's thought.
I forgot we were still talking about negatives of YouTube because I thought about another positive.
Yeah,
because
I got to go back to the positive because I use YouTube for the positive.
I was thinking that a positive is I've always appreciated their like other things like this feature.
Yeah.
I feel like they do that the best out of like their engine for that is really reliable because most of the times I do end up liking something else that it was suggesting on there.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's one of the ways I got first shown the Marvel DC.
Oh,
from
really?
That, it's
I'm a Marvel, I'm a DC?
Yeah, I'm a Marvel, I'm a DC. I think that's one of the first ones I got. It's like, oh, what's this? Because it was one of those recommended videos at the bottom.
What's this?
Click.
It's magic in the air. And YouTube actually used to be blocked at my school. Like, no one, not even teachers or anything.
Yeah.
But it's one of the easiest places to find educational type videos. There's lots of useful
stuff. There are a
lot
of good things. A lot of how-to videos on there.
They have a... changed it so that the teachers you have to authenticate and log in and you know prove that it's really
them,
you and that the teachers can do it. Now we had a couple minutes left at the end of class one day and so we definitely watched David after the dentist, but but it's a bonding experience with my kids. It helps me to establish rapport with my students and
we've got this connection now.
Right, we do. We've got a secret.
Keeping it real, Michelle
Pfeiffer. But it doesn't have curse words in it. It's just kind of funny. Anyway, but I mean I've gotten educational videos, lots of different things like that. And YouTube is, it almost does have a monopoly. There are other places, there's Funny or Die and there's College Humor and there's other places where you can get like comedy types of things. But the breadth and depth of YouTube is unmatched.
Yeah, it's amazing. Exactly what they have cornered that market and you can't put on another YouTube type site because it just won't work.
They're so big now that there's no way you could ever be that big.
Exactly.
They all have to specialize.
Yeah. For
like the other ones that start that end with tube.
Tube, yeah.
I'll just say that. You can put anything in front of tube and you're going to find something.
Porn.
I'm Most, sure.
Mostly porn.
I don't really think you had to spell it out no, for our audience. No, I really don't. I think porn. We got it.
I know I that. I know.
Someone is subtle.
The internet is for porn.
Bruce is very, very subtle.
I'm subtle. All right. What's been my most memorable video? Most memorable thing that you've seen on YouTube?
I think the thing that made me start going back to YouTube all the time was Troops, the cop spoof with Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
I found it first on YouTube, and I was like, oh, and you know, stuff at the bottom that you might like. Mm-hmm. That's the one that probably, if I'm going to remember one, it's because that's the one that made me jump on board.
Your turn.
That would be you.
I don't know. I think
she wasn't ready for me to have an answer
I'm
that.
Saying,
she knows it's going to be my usual 5 minutes of blustery, BS, pretending to be insightful moment thing there.
What sticks with me most about YouTube is the transient nature of it, where it's like a fad real quick and everybody has the one, and then there's another the one, and then it kind of gets untimely. Like even that South Park episode wasn't that long ago, but that one where the guy is leave Britney alone, like that's not a timely reference anymore. That's not headlines anymore. And so it comes and goes so fast that it's hard to find anything that's particularly enduring. I mean, some of the Star Wars stuff, I really liked 3 in the Afternoon, and even the silly little thing like everybody knows Lolcat and Squirrel.
Yeah.
And just some of these ones, it's just kind of like those are the iconic ones, if you will.
Bum, bum, bum.
But some of these, you know, David After the Dentist is going to be
It's going to be
not
gone.
Even funny at all in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. I think my favorite was the OK Go. The here we go again. The video. That was probably the one that actually I was like, really? Let me see. And, okay.
See, I have to give YouTube some love because it's no shocker that like the little thing we heard from South Park and like the stuff at the end of the shows that I call stingers because that's what they call them at MST. I generally know what I want, and I have a lot of DVDs, but I don't have everything that I'm looking
exactly.
for. And YouTube is a fantastic resource for, mm-hmm. for finding drops and stuff like that.
Yes, it is. Amazingly
There's
enough.
Plenty of sites out there that are specific, but if you want like long clips of stuff, oh my God.
It is an anthology of the human race. If you think about it,
it's
really
own weird
is.
Way. It's what
it
Wikipedia would like to be.
Of
it's
who we are.
Yeah, here we're at any given moment.
Our best, our worst, and everything in between.
Yeah.
Didn't
yeah.
even get all philosophical on you, but
and
if you
is.
Were like an alien race trying to figure out who we are,
watch
YouTube
a,
would be a source.
Watch
would
a good
be a
hour
major
or two.
And that'd be scary.
Yeah,
really
it would
be.
You know, if you can talk to us after that, then yeah, I'm
but
ready
But you could
to
find
listen.
Like the last lecture on YouTube. You can find stuff that really
yeah,
can inspire
enough.
You.
Yes.
You just That's not what most people are looking for.
No?
There's
but
somebody
I'm saying,
getting
a
whiff ball
get
back
a,
to the nuts.
A pretty accurate Maybe not flattering, but a pretty accurate snapshot of the human race.
Yeah, and it is kind of scary a little bit because you look at that and it's like, wow, really? That's what we are? We always, the human race says, we're better than this. No, we're not. This is who we are.
Homer Simpson said right there in that episode where they did the, he was a film critic with everybody else for that film contest. That's what people love. Man getting hit in the groin. That's what people
yeah,
want.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
Sorry.
Oops, my balls. What
is Ow, my balls.
Ow, my balls.
Ow, my balls. The movie, even.
Ugh.
So did we flirt with the concept of getting a GRD YouTube channel once, but we thought, what the hell would we ever put on there?
Yeah, I think we talked about that for like 5 minutes.
Should we get a bunch of people to make, I don't know, something, and we have a bunch of videos and make a YouTube channel?
That would be great.
If anybody wants to do that, look, I've got nothing. I got nothing. I got nothing. I'm saying, if you want to, let's be part of the GRD Nation. Let's make it happen. Let's freaking make it happen. Finally get our channel.
I'm sure we can throw somebody a prize if they can make the best GRD commercial.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Well, you know, because lots of people do have recording equipment.
Yeah.
Really?
Exactly.
A little iPod. I can make a video right now. I'm not gonna, but I could.
Because, see, you work here, so I don't think
yeah,
that you're eligible.
You're not available. No.
Damn it. You mean I can't win?
No, you can't win the stuff that's in your own house.
Shut
no, you can't.
Not this time. So, I don't know. Think about it. Talk amongst yourselves. It'll be fantastic. And go see funny stuff on YouTube, because there's funny stuff there.
Oh, yes.
Akon calls T-Pain.
That's funny.
I'm gonna start my own thread of my favorites.
Baby Got Book. And you can join that when you stop by the forums at geekradiodaily.com. We'll talk about all of our favorites. It'll be fantastic. GRD license to the Creative Commons Attributions, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Drop us a piece of mail to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce and Flitzer, all at geekradiodaily.com. Or won't you send a voicemail to
206-3-FUN-HECK.
One more time, what?
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Oh, echo for me, baby.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Later.
I like big bubbles and I cannot lie. You Christian brothers can't deny.
Bob Saget, bitch, you better act someone.
That was lame. How do other people make money on the internet? We'd have to put something up on the internet that everyone would find fascinating.
Wait, I've got it.
I said what? In the butt. 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 You wanna do it in my butt? In my butt? You wanna do it in my butt? In my butt? You wanna do it in my butt? In my butt? Let's do it in the butt. Okay. It's okay if you have a little fight. Don't you worry. I won't fight. Not that hard. If you want it, I'll give you power. Just be gentle. I'm delicate like a flower.
Give me a minute.
Oh, my. In the butt, I said what? In the butt, you wanna do it in my butt? In my butt, you wanna do it in my butt? In my butt, you wanna do it in my butt?